We begin in Afghanistan, where the Taliban have killed a second South Korean hostage. The Islamic militants say they will do the same tomorrow, unless the Afghan government releases Taliban prisoners. Vanessa Greca reports.
The Taliban seized the 23 Korean Christians, 18 of them women, 11 days ago from a bus in Ghazni on the main highway south from Kabul. On Wednesday, the Islamic militants killed the pastor of the church group, Baehyun Kyu. The second man, Shim Sung-min, was killed Monday evening. Afghan police say they found his body early Tuesday morning. The Taliban said they would kill more hostages if Kabul ignored their demand to release rebel prisoners, saying more would be killed if they are not released by 7:30 GMT on Wednesday. The hostage crisis has focused attention on the growing lawlessness in Afghanistan, with the Taliban being the major culprits. Suicide bombs and other attacks are spreading to many areas previously considered safe and making road travel between major cities a risky affair. General Tim Grant is the outgoing head of Canadian forces in the country.
I think the Taliban are showing that they will resort to anything in order to advance their own agenda.
President Hamid Karzai has remained silent throughout the hostage ordeal, except for condemning the abduction, the largest by the Taliban since U.S.-led forces overthrew the movement's radical Islamic government in 2001. He was harshly criticized for freeing a group of Taliban in March in exchange for the release of an Italian journalist. I'm Vanessa Greco.